Bitter of the Talmud, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskim, that a Shliach can bring people from it for the Baal HaBayit. Bruce says, if you're doing that, you should get someone else to do the Deacon Talmud, and you want to do the Bitter, you should say explicitly, I want you to do the Bitter also, because if not, it's not supposed to work. And this whole idea that Shliach helps the people from it is a Fiddush, which Bruce brings that there are Machmirim that they have to do themselves. So the shahs of at one can rely on the fact of Mechavim, Mechatzilah, the Baal HaBayit, even if he has somebody else doing the Dika, he should do the Dika himself. Ravan HaShliach, the Rebbe of Chomet, has to say, I'm the Rebbe of Chomet of the other person. The Rebbe of Chomet is the Rebbe of other person. So a husband is out of town, and the other is unknown if he's doing Dika by himself. Then the wife sitting at home, that if I have a pattern that it helps, I can say that the student, his wife has the right permission from the husband to in the bathroom. She should also say, the promise is in the house of my husband. First, if another Zika promise in the right time, at night, at Pesach, then he has to do the Zika next morning. And then, at Pesach, during Pesach, he even has to do after Pesach, because of the Shash, they will find something that was necessary for on the show of Pesach. Just a Zika after Pesach, you make a bracha on the Zika. Zika is a time of petition to have promise in your house. After Pesach, no Yisra Bal Yiro anymore. That's Yisra or Makoros Asuris, that the promise that we did